Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Fally Ramadami, the agent of Kalidou Koulibaly, has reportedly travelled to Manchester to negotiate a transfer to City. City are looking to make major improvements to their defence this summer after frailties at the back last season saw them lose their Premier League title to Liverpool and only win one piece of silverware. The Blues were already short on numbers after failing to replace departed captain Vincent Kompany, and the problem was further exacerbated due to injuries suffered by Aymeric Laporte, John Stones and Nicolas Otamendi. After already recruiting Bournemouth's Nathan Ake, City are making moves to amend their weakest position but still want to bring in another top-quality centre-back. Koulibaly is their top target, but the club are in no rush to make the signing and are willing to wait until the Serie A club lower their lofty valuation. It's claimed that Koulibaly's agent is now in Manchester to hear an offer from City. He will then travel back to Italy early next week to visit with Napoli president Aurelio De Laurentiis and relay him the club's offer, after which a decision on the move will be made. Moving on, and Gareth Southgate believes Raheem Sterling has taken his game to another level and that his penalty winner against Iceland proves England are not overly reliant on Harry Kane. Sterling coolly stroked home a last gasp spot kick as the Three Lions ended a 10-month hiatus with a 1-0 Nations League win in Reykjavik on Saturday. The City forward played the whole game despite only recently returning for pre-season training and converted the penalty he'd won himself before Iceland missed their own spot kick just moments later. Southgate said his hunger to score, his hunger to win things, his hunger to drive himself. You really can't underestimate it. It has a massive impact on everybody around him and really has taken his game to the next level. And finally, Ferran Torres scored his first international goal and Eric Garcia made his debut as Spain beat Ukraine 4-0 in the UEFA Nations League on Sunday. Garcia came off the bench to play the final 30 minutes where Torres hit the final goal of the Group A4 game in his second senior appearance for the national side. That's all for now. We'll have more later.